So I'm going to talk some more about meta as dependent arising and a bit generally about pratitya samuppada, dependent arising and emptiness. Can you hear me properly at the back there? Great. If my voice drops, please wave at me or say something if you can't hear me properly. Yeah, so looking generally at dependent arising and specifically at metta as a dependent arising. I thought we could just start with a little experiential exercise. Right now, looking at the conditionality of our present experience. So we'll just take a couple of minutes. I'll guide us through. So looking particularly at our current emotional state, the state of our citta, state of our heart mind. And it may be that there's something particularly obvious there, obvious mood or emotional state. Maybe that it's more something more subtle we can notice if we give it some space, maybe just a subtle calm or a subtle irritation or anxiety. Just noticing that experience, we'll just start with turning towards it. So we're turning towards, if we can find it in the body. Find our experience in the body. Much easier to turn towards it. Thoughts always want to proliferate, they tend to proliferate. Get complicated. Body experience much simpler. Finding the body component of our current state of being. And seeing if it's possible to turn towards that, to open to it. Maybe it's just simply giving it space. Allowing it to be experienced. Maybe we need a slightly more active, positive welcoming, inviting, fully allowing. just noting this experience is a dependent arising. Arising out of conditions, really an infinite number of conditions. Maybe it's obvious to us some of the more immediate conditions. And those conditions arose out of conditions. So this experience, dependent arising, not me or mine. Life unfolding. Just noticing any effect. Maybe there's some effect, maybe no effect, of reflecting in that way. In the body, in the heart mind, so noticing now current experience, current mood, state of heart mind, just constantly changing. And now, slightly tensing up the body, not hurting ourselves, of course, taking care, but just tensing up a little in the body and noticing the effect on the heart mind. On our state of being. And then really letting go. Seeing how much it's possible to just really let go in the body. Open, open. And just noticing the effect of that. And then just finishing that up. And coming back. So the body conditions heart mind, heart mind conditions body. We'll go into that a little bit more. But I wanted to say something else about turning towards. Sadanandi mentioned yesterday the various ways which we can slide off our experience and not turn towards, and the strategies can get quite sophisticated, can't they? And you can even use insight. So she cited an example of someone saying, oh, not worried about this experience, it's just a dependent arising, it's just empty, but in a way that actually was an avoiding. So that's why I thought we would do turning towards first, and then looking at the insight aspect, looking at the experiences are dependent arising. And actually, I think Sadanandi mentioned it, when you look at, see experience as empty, as dependent arising, then actually it can allow you to turn towards it more readily. The two things can help each other because there's not that identification. There can be a loosening of that identification, that sense of this experience is me and mine. And then we can just, it's more easy to allow it to be, to move towards it. Something interesting in our group arose. We were talking about how turning towards is not just, obviously, towards the difficult. We can think that it is towards the difficult, but it's also towards the positive, the joyful, and there can be resistance to that too. Very common. And Leslie, I hope you don't mind me quoting you, described a great well of suppressed happiness coming up. So yeah, turning towards is all of it. So all our experiences are dependent arising. Metta is a dependent arising. The enemies of metta, the far and near enemies of metta, are dependent arisings. And when we really learn this through experience, so Sadanandi talked about insight as being a learning through experience. There are two effects of that. So it can liberate us in two different ways. So if we know metta, we see metta, we observe it as arising and dependence on conditions, well, we know more how to allow it to arise. how to allow it to be revealed. We can do that. We can allow positive mental states to arise, and we can know the conditionality of painful mental states of suffering. So this is the root of what the Buddha was interested in, isn't it? It's freedom from suffering. He said, I teach one thing and one thing only, suffering and freedom from suffering. So that is the root of it all. So when we see the conditionality of metta, we can put the conditions in place or take the conditions away that are obscuring it. It's interesting, the word, the klesha, is translated in different ways. So greed, hatred and delusion, translated as poisons, but also obscuration or defilements or veil. So something that gets in the way, it obscures. And of course, we had this lovely poem the other morning about metta, the heart, as a seam that can just be revealed. So I'm going to read that again. Alice Walker, Even So. Love, if it is love, never goes away. It is embedded in us, like seams of gold in the earth, waiting for light, waiting to be struck. And so last night, I know some people went there, we did this little ritual of revealing the jewels of the heart. There they were in the earth. Revealing them. There's a little quote in here in Bhante's survey from the Buddha along similar lines. He's talking about chitta, heart mind. This chitta is luminous, but it is defiled by adventitious defilements. Not completely sure what that word means, adventitious. Anybody clear about what that means? Yes. Accidental, not belonging to its true nature. I think that's right. Yeah, they just happen to be there. Well, independence on conditions, but yeah. Yeah. So this chitta is luminous, but it is defiled by adventitious defilements. The uninstructed average person does not understand this as it really is. Therefore, I say that for him, there is no mental development. And then there's the opposite. This chitta is luminous, and it is freed from adventitious defilements. Right. The instructed Aryan disciple understands this as it really is. Therefore, I say that for him there is mental development. So this is the one liberating effect of knowing our experience, knowing metta and all our experience as dependent arising. We can work with conditions, work with the conditions needed to reveal our positive, the luminous chitta that is there. But also, another aspect, another way in which this is freeing. So when we see metta as a dependent arising, it can help us to unhook from the identification, as I was saying before, this sense of me and mine. And when we see it in one area, the more we see it in one area, and then we can see it in other areas. we see dependent arising in one area, and then it becomes clearer that this is how all of our experience is. So, example, we might have a thought arise, I'm not being kind. So we can question that. You know. The conditions for kindness are not here at this point, and that's painful. So what needs to happen? What could happen now to change that? So it's a process, this unhooking. But it can be a practice off the cushion, you know, experiences arises. We allow it, we give it space. We don't want to kind of bop it on the head and push it away and, you know, label it as a dependent arising before it's been felt, because experience just wants to have space. Allow it to be felt. And then just try, see what happens. Just reflect. This is dependent arising. And then maybe we reflect on the conditions that we know have given rise to it. So this is something we could try during the retreat, with painful experience and pleasurable experience. So this aspect of the unhooking from the identification, we're going to look at that a lot more in the next few days. Today I mainly wanted to focus on the first thing of actually looking at the nitty-gritty of metta as a dependent arising, the conditions for metta. So I thought we could start off just with a bit of reflection. So we've had the two talks where quite a lot's already been said about conditions for metta. So just taking a little bit of time, just a minute or so, just reflect. What are the conditions which reveal or allow metta to arise?